I'm Heather Roberts here with Jordan Rear, the food program manager for Neighbor Impact. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
And we're going to be talking about an event that you have coming up at the end of this month relative to food insecurity and hunger in Central Oregon. And so first, I want to really dive into the struggle that Central Oregonians have accessing food that some people have. Tell me, first of all, the big picture that Neighbor Impact sees. What does food insecurity look like here?
Food insecurity looks a lot of different ways here in Central Oregon. A lot of people think of someone who's unhoused or that as someone being food insecure, but realistically, a lot of the families we serve are working families who, maybe just have one person in the house or even just with high housing costs, really have a hard time getting through the month, regardless of having two jobs, having one job in the house. It just is really hard to make it through in Central Oregon with such high prices, with inflation going on. And so our goal is really just to make sure that no matter where somebody is at, that they can always make sure they have food on the table. We believe that food is a huge dignity piece for the community, and we just want to make sure that no matter what situation someone is in, that someone is always going to be able to know that they have food and, in a place of abundance where we can offer that.
I recently heard from the president of the Oregon Food Bank that they distributed a record amount of food statewide in 2023. Obviously, we knew during the pandemic that food insecurity was a difficult issue, that people were struggling, and we kind of blamed the pandemic. But now we're, 3, 4 years out from that time, and we're still seeing that need. And it's not, I mean, you blame. Well, maybe you're not blaming housing costs, but that's certainly a contributing factor in Central Oregon. But we're obviously seeing this not just in our region, it's everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. We really thought that during the pandemic, we saw this huge spike. We're doing since pre-pandemic, we're doing well over double the amount of food that we were distributing pre-pandemic. Those numbers shot up, and then we expected them to go down, but they didn't. And I think that what really happened is that so many people were in a position to get food for the first time during the pandemic. And a lot of people who had never been in that position before just didn't know what resources we had available in the community. And so I think now there's a lot more people who know about those resources, who know that they can turn to us for help. And I think a lot of people, they lost jobs, they got put in a hard situation in the pandemic, and not all of those have sprung back. And so we are seeing record numbers. Our food program served in the last year, we served over 800,000 food boxes and meal sites to across Central Oregon, which is absolutely a record, and numbers just unfortunately keep going up around the region.
So explain to me a little bit about how that works with Neighbor Impact. You are part of the Oregon Food Bank, right? So how does that work locally?
So we are what's called a regional food bank. So we receive a lot of food from Oregon Food Bank and then distribute it to a lot of our partner agencies around Central Oregon. So our partner agencies are amazing. There are a lot of times where someone is receiving the food directly. That's where people go to, if they're getting hot meals, if they're getting a food box from our food pantries, those are where most people are going. And so the bulk of the work we do is providing food to those partner agencies. We want to support that network, make sure that we have food available and that we can distribute that. We distributed through our network, we did like 4 million pounds that we distributed to our partner agencies, and then another 2 million pounds that our food pantries and meal sites distributed themselves. So, yeah, 6 million pounds that went out in just the last year, which is incredible.
It's a lot of food. You mentioned a minute ago the dignity of distributing food, and I think of that when we think about even the terminology we use. We no longer say hunger, which is really kind of the term we used for decades. Now it's food insecure. How much is that dignity piece part of what you guys do?
I mean, to be honest, that is what drives and influences about every aspect of what we do. We try as, in every way to keep our clients, someone actually accessing the food. We try to keep them at the forefront of the work we do and the decisions we make, because at the end of the day, they are our customer. They are who we're trying to serve. And so, every decision we make, we try to keep them at the front, try to make it so that asking for help can be really hard. for those who have never done it before, sometimes it can be a hurdle that is almost impossible to get over to ask for help. You know, especially in Central Oregon, we got this mentality a lot of times that you can do it on your own, that we don't need help, that that somehow it's a negative to ask someone to help you get through the month. And so we see that so much. And so much of the work we do is trying to make sure that our food pantries and meal sites are a comfortable place, that people know that there's no shame in asking for help, that realistically, everybody is going to be in a situation where they need a little bit of help to get through the month. And so we want to make sure that once someone's in that spot, that they don't need to hesitate to go to a food pantry and ask for help. And however we can make that easier and more comfortable for the person, that's what we're leaning into.
It is tough because asking for help and saying I can't put food on my table, it feels inherently undignified. It's a tough position for a parent or for, someone who has adulted for a long time to have to admit that this month I just can't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's this mentality that the people accessing food at our services, are people who are just there every single month. That's where they're getting all their food. But that's not actually what we see. We see that, so much of what we do is emergency crisis work. Like we see that people will come for 1 month, maybe two, and then they won't need to come for a long time because they're doing okay on their own. And that's really what we do best is providing the stopgap between someone who, when there is an emergency situation, that you don't need to choose between putting food on the table and paying your utility bill or getting an eviction notice. We want to make sure that you can prioritize those things as emergencies come up and that food is never something that you have to sacrifice on, because we always know that there is the resources we have available to make sure that people are okay and can get food throughout the
Let's switch gears to something a little more fun.
month.
How's that sound? We're going to talk about the foodie crawl that Neighbor Impact has coming up April 28th. What is this event?
Yeah, so Foodie Crawl is an incredible event. If you've never seen it before, it's a lot of fun. My only complaint is that working for the food bank, I don't get to attend every year. Usually I'm working it. But
No.
it's yeah, an amazing event. It is a great way to see so many different restaurants. You get to walk around downtown. You're getting little sampler plates and drinks at every place. Yeah, it's a, we always call it a pub crawl meets progressive dinner, and it's basically the best of both. You get to just walk around, try out some new spots, try out some new food. We have a lot of great partners that are doing the event downtown and providing these food for people, and we get to go to McMiniman's afterwards, have a great after party, and all of it just supports the food program and makes it so that the work we do is possible.
How does that support? Is it, do you have to buy tickets for the event?
Yep, you can. You do need to buy tickets for the event. You can go onto our website to find Foodie Crawl tickets. They sell out quick, so I'd encourage you to get on it if you're thinking about doing the event, because yeah, it is very popular event. And I mean, you get to walk around on a beautiful day downtown and eat some little sampler plates from the best restaurants in Bend. So it doesn't get much better than that.
It's a Sunday afternoon. Hopefully the weather will actually cooperate for you.
Yeah.
Jordan Rear, where can we get more information on the event?
You can always go onto our website at neighborimpact.org. As the event gets closer, that'll be first and foremost, because it's a big event that we do. So you can always get more info there. Yeah, if you're thinking about it, I just encourage you to try out the event.
Are there other ways that people can support the food bank at Neighbor Impact?
Yeah, we always need donations. The work we do, we really don't provide, we're not like, we don't get a huge government support to make it so that we could do all of our program. We really rely on community donations. Community donations of food, especially funds, is the most helpful because it allows us to really stretch that as far as we can. We're always looking for volunteers. And for, any of those, just go onto our website. We have a food bank page where you can figure out how to get involved. And so there's a lot of ways, no matter where you're at in life, there's a lot of ways to get involved and a lot of ways to support the work we do.
Neighborimpact.org for more information on how to get involved, but also on the foodie crawl. Jordan Rear with Neighbor Impact, the food program manager. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND.